Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lunch ladies, janitors, / custodians,
and bus drivers.
We had a text on the text line. Don't forget about the bus drivers either.
Well, it isn't National Bus Driver Day. It is National Lunch Lady Day, right? And are there many bus drivers anymore out there? Because, boy, it sure seems like every time you need a bus now, it's like, I'm not driving it. They don't pay enough, and I'm not putting up with the BS of the children. So
I can never think about doing it as a part-time job in the afternoons.
You could. I mean, I think you get like $20 an hour is what they're paying.
Do you think parents would like it if I was the bus driver?
I don't think parents would care. I mean, they just want people to drive the bus and be reliable.
Why is
because
the child driving the bus?
Really, since COVID, it hasn't been a reliable service for anybody out there. You know, sometimes the bus comes, sometimes it doesn't. We just gave up on, you know, using the bus service because you couldn't rely on it. Half the time you're like, all right, I got to take the kids to school because the bus isn't here because they don't pay these people enough to drive the bus and take the abuse from the damn kids on the bus and the parents. So
speaking of bus drivers.
Fastball bashed high in the air, deep to the right field corner. Meisner turns around. It's gone. An opposite field shot down the right field line. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr. And that puts the Royals in front. 3-1 in the top of the fifth inning.
Wearing gray slacks with a blue stripe and a gray top that said Kansas City across the front, Bobby Witt Jr. What is that, third home run of the season now for Bobby Witt Jr.? Gosh. I mean, that was a beautiful one yesterday. That pretty much put the game away early for the boys in blue. And I mean, they're rolling along right now. I did the numbers. They were 8-14 on my birthday, April 19th. They're 9-1 since. 9-1 since April 19th, baby. Let's keep this thing rolling.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that they lose six in a row and then immediately go win 9 of 10.
Yeah,
it's just nuts.
Yep.
You know, obviously, tweet that and then somebody goes, yeah, well, they haven't really played the best of teams.
Who cares?
Said, sorry, man.
Why do people do that? Like, why do people find, like, joy in saying stuff like that? Because to me, you know what? You play the teams that are on your schedule. It doesn't matter who they are. You win games, you lose games. It's going to happen. Never, ever, ever, ever take a baseball game, hockey game, football game win for granted because they're so hard to come by with what these guys put in every single day and the effort that they put in to try to go out there and win. Poo-pooing winning at the highest level is one of the more ridiculous things that I've seen a fan do. And we see it a lot because you're right, Dusty. And it just really ticks me off. This is a Major League Baseball team you're playing against. You're going out there and dealing. The Royals starters since April 20th, 2.14 ERA as a staff. Four of their starters, Lorenzen, Lugo, Waka, and Bubich, have a 1.66 ERA in that time. Stop trying to say it's against bad opponents. They're going out there and they're doing work. Did they look good against the Yankees? No, but no one has looked good against the Yankees this year. So don't come at me with, oh, they're not playing the best of competition. That's just a stupid text.
Yeah, it was a tweet.
Whatever.
Same thing. It was a text. Same thing. But I look at it and I think to myself, I'm like, okay, let me put some logic into this. When they played the Rays, they were 15-15. It's not a bad team. I guess Houston's considered bad, and you won 3 of 4 from Houston.
Right.
I mean, I look at the standings, and you know, Houston is 16-14.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good ball team.
Yeah, about 500. Yeah.
Sorry that everybody's beating Colorado, and we just kept the trend alive.
Right.
And now you go on to Baltimore, who is a team in shambles, last place in the East. They're 12-18. Right. I'll give you Baltimore's not a good team.
They're not a good team right now.
They're a failure of a product this year.
They 100%. Are. I mean, you want to talk about the biggest disappointments in baseball right now. You've got to look at the Baltimore Orioles square in the face and go, what are you guys doing here? I've even heard the possibilities of them getting ready to move on from their general manager already. And we're in April. Well, I heard that in April. So we're like, that's where they are in Baltimore already. Now, they've got a new owner there as well. So things obviously are going to change and whatnot. But I mean, Baltimore being 12-18 to have that much talent, man, that's a problem. That is a big problem.
No doubt. And I took away three things from the game yesterday. One, I thought Rob Brenton said it well with Binkley yesterday. This is the team.
Bobby Witt's washed. Jay, do you agree?
Yeah, I don't know about that, Rob.
I don't know, Jay. Let me tell you something. You know, Bobby Witt Jr. only has 3 home runs, and they're not coming in big league ballparks, Jay. A third of his home runs have been on minor league diamonds this year. I think he's washed.
Yeah, well, home run's a home run, Rob. The stat sheet goes as a home run.
Exactly.
You know, they're changing the Mountain Dew label, right? Mountain Dew's washed. No, but the three things I took away from yesterday's game is 9 of 10 is insane. Like, that's just what you have to do. Like, just keep winning. Yeah. No matter what your teammates, or not the teammates, but whatever your competition is. Number two, and I thought about this sitting on the patio, listening to Vern and a little bit of Bink, and then got into the tunes, and the mind started to wonder. What we're seeing from Bobby Witt Jr. during this hit streak is clear-cut evidence that he is the truth. And what I mean by the truth is I don't mean he is the greatest of all time. I'm not saying he's the GOAT. I think he is right now the best baseball player. I quote player in quotes because I think he is the best baseball player on the planet right now because he plays shortstop, he steals, he's a five-tool player. I get it. Aaron Judge is a machine. He plays right field and he hits home runs. And I know he's hitting it for an average. He's
hitting like .427 right now or something. Insane.
I'm giving Judge all the flowers he wants. He's the MVP of the league. He's 33. Bobby Witt's 24. Otani is a DH. He's a very good DH. He has not pitched in 2023. He does steal the bag, but he doesn't play a position. That's what I'm saying. Player, athlete. And I think now, nationally, if you don't believe that Bobby Witt's the truth, I can't help you. Bobby Witt Jr. is a future star of baseball, and it is clear-cut, evidently obvious right now with this hit streak. Maybe last year, people were like, can he do it again? Evidence is right here. And it made me think, like, do you all believe that Bobby Witt Jr. is here for the long haul at this sort of level for at least the next 7 years?
Well, I think so. I think you'd be hard pressed not to believe that based on the evidence and the body of work that he's shown us and you know, his desire and drive and, you know, kind of, I hate to always use the Mahomes comparison, but it is a legitimate comparison to use in this. I saw a tweet from somebody yesterday or today, this morning, that said Bobby Witt and Patrick Mahomes live in the same town, right? And to think about that for a second, we've got the best baseball player and the best football player living in our town, and they also share a trainer, a mind, a body, and all this kind of stuff. Like, they're kind of that same person, and so I think they're good for each other. Like, I think Mahomes is going to push Bobby. I think Bobby's going to push Mahomes, and so the greatness that both of those guys want to achieve is something that they're always going to be chasing, and I think with both of those guys, it's never going to be where you can take a step back and just relax and be like, oh, I've arrived, right? Mm. Like, both of those guys, no matter how good they are always going to strive to be better than what they do. And that's why I think you buy into Bobby Witt Jr., because he's never satisfied with anything.
Right. And so it made me think, like, when was it that you guys, we have a discussion too at the text line, 913-586-7965. When did you know that, like, Mahomes was the truth?
I always go back to the San Francisco game, his first home game, when he found, what was it, DeMarcus Robinson or whoever it was in the back of
Chris
the end
Conley.
Chris Conley in the back of the end zone on that play where he scrambled left and came all the way back right and threw. Like, that was it for me with Patrick Mahomes. Like, the first two games, I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. The first one especially, soccer stadium, San Diego, you know, not a good team and whatnot. And I'm like, all right, that's wow, all right. Cool. And then he went to Pittsburgh and did it. I'm like, interesting. And then I saw it with my own eyes in person at Arrowhead for week 3. And that's when I was like, all right, this guy's it. This guy's the truth.
So I wasn't that early because obviously I think, yeah, you said week 3.
Yeah.
For me, I knew that he was going to be a problem and be a future of the league when they lost to New England in the AFC Championship game. Because as you always noted, the first half he was nowhere.
Nowhere.
And then it was like, because we'd seen that in the past, right? And the reason I say this is because in the past when teams would play New England, Manning was that way. A lot of people were this way. Belichick would just spend the entire week studying that quarterback and figuring out their flaws. And that first half, he had Patrick Mahomes completely shook.
Now he has rocked. Jordan do that.
And I think at that game, I was like, you know what? It sucks they lost, and it was an overtime, and Mahomes didn't get the ball. But that guy's going to be a problem in the future, and this guy will arrive. And then, of course, the next year they win the Super Bowl, and he's the MVP 2 years later again. And now I wonder, like, you know, when did you realize? Because I think everybody in Kansas City is like, this is great. Bobby Wood Jr., he's, you know, some would say he's not even peaked yet.
How old did you say he was?
24.
24, 25 to 28 are your peak years in baseball. That's what they tell you. It's like 25 to 28. That's your peak time, right?
Which is interesting you say that because a lot of people would say as a quarterback, you peak at 29 to 31.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's like when Stafford kind of showed up in Detroit with Calvin Johnson. That's when Brady really started balling, was when he was like 29, 30. Peyton was in his groove at 30. Mahomes was going to be 30 this year. And it's interesting because some people will say the 4th and 9 game against Baltimore when we won the Super Bowl, it was like that That'd old man mine. Holding yeah. my eyes open.
You won the Super Bowl. When, that's when you realized
no, the 4th and 9.
Oh, the 4th and 9. Yeah. I mean, that was nuts. Just, I mean, insane. I'll never forget that play and watching that thing go down, like thinking, oh, okay, they're like, all right. Yeah, he's pretty good. But like, ah, come on. Oh, my God.
No,
like,
yeah. That game was over. Anyone else, that game's over.
Yeah,
man.
It is. I mean, and give Tyree credit too for running a great route. Like, I mean, that, you know, he was hobbling. Yes. He was banged up on that play. But I think with Tyreek Hill on that one, man, like I could give that guy a lot of credit. Like I don't like him off the field. On the field, he's the best wide receiver I've ever seen play the game. And
that's like horseradish.
I mean, like he you got to give that guy a lot of credit for
sure
finding his career and creating a career for himself. He worked his ass off the field. He's a complete disaster. But on the field, he was, yeah, but that 4th and 9 play was special, man. Like that, like the gold end zones that day and everything too. Like, I don't know. It was just something special about that game.
Cause like against Lamar. Maybe for some people, for Bobby, it was like somebody says the grand slam against Duran. Like I have that on video. I was there with family. I just got lucky, you know, 3-2 count.
That's awesome.
You know, had to happen. And
nice.
Left field grand slam. One of the greatest like videos I've ever had. Still have it on my phone. And some people might've been like, that's when Bobby arrived. Or that's when I knew that this guy was going to be that. Maybe it was last July.
That's
run.
What it was for me. July's last year. Run. Seeing that last year, like I don't care how good a player you are. Nobody does anything like that. That was one of the greatest runs we've ever seen. Not just in Kansas City, obviously, but in Major League Baseball. I mean, that guy was as hot as bacon grease during that. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. And then now you parlay that with what he's done this year. And in the first month of baseball, he's a 22 game hitting streak. And now he's what? 9 games away from tying Whit Merrifield's record of 31.
You have 22. Yeah.
Yeah. So
long time still, but I mean, he's getting there. I mean, he's moving like you watch Bobby Witt and it really gives me the same, again, I hate to continue to do this, but those same Mahomes vibes, like the 13-second game. I always go back to that because I'm sitting there and I'm watching it on TV. They score and I'm on the edge of my couch with 13 seconds to go. Jen is on the floor in a fetal position, crying, sucking her thumb. And I looked at her, I go, they're winning this game. And that's the way that I feel with Bobby Witt right now. When he comes to the plate, he's getting a hit. Like, that's the expectation. Mm-hmm. And in baseball, again, you are a Hall of Famer if you fail 70% of the time. So 70% of the time you come to the plate, you ain't getting no hit. Bobby Witt comes to the plate, and I kind of reverse that. I feel like it's the opposite. Like, he is going to get a hit 70% of the time. And there's not many players in sports that you look at and you truly believe that they can do anything at any point in time. And I think, for me, Bobby Witt right now is in that category.
Yeah, like if it's a one-run game and nobody's on base, you have the thought in your head, like, he could hit one out here.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a hyperbolic take either. Like, or if, like...
Or he's going to get on and start a rally or something, right?
Or even, like, if it's a little dribbler to third, he's going to beat that out.
He's going
to
beat it out, steal second, steal third, and sack, fly, tie game. You know, like, that's just kind of how I think of things now.
And I think a lot of people forget the play. I think it was last year, he went, what, first to home in, like, 11.9 seconds. And it was just like, okay, if he can do that. And then there was this year, like, the minute highlights when Vinny hits a, you know, little shag fly ball to right field and he goes from first to home. Like, mm-hmm. It's just stuff like that. When you see Bobby do that, you're like, okay, this happens more often than it doesn't. And this is special. This guy is going to be something in the future of baseball for a long period of time. And that's why it's fun to parlay this with, because you've been on record, Binkley's been on record, that the greatest thing right now in Kansas City sports is that you have the future of football and the future of baseball locked in your city for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
And it kind of made me go back and forth. Like, okay, some people on the text line are like, when I knew Mahomes was that guy, was Monday Night Football, Von Miller's just wrapped all around him like a Christmas present, left-handed throw to Tyreek. You know, there's the 4th-and-9 play. There's the Rams game. There's all this.
Yeah, that's another big moment for Mahomes, too. Yeah. We were at that game in Denver when that happened, and on the field, actually, because, like, for the last 2 minutes, they let you kind of go down on the field. Denver's one of the few places to do that, and so I get the opportunity. I'm going to go stand on the field and watch that game, but you're in the end zone, so it's hard to see, and he makes that throw, and you're just kind of like, oh, my God, what the hell is going on here? You know, it was one of those unbelievable moments that you're just like, I can't believe I just saw that thing happen in front of my face.
Nothing's ever in doubt.
No, and, it isn't.
You know, it's, and the other thing that you take away from the Royals game is the Salvador Perez injury, hip bruise, something like that.
That sucks. I'm not happy with this.
No,
right now.
It to me, it seems like one of those like enigmas of an injury, like hip. You would think like he's a catcher at first base, even like the way you got to move, swinging the bat. And again, Salvador Perez always had these little injuries throughout his career, battled back from, like, one time he only had one eyeball,
right?
And he was still hitting the cover off the baseball. At one point he was going up the stairs and luggage went over his foot and he missed the first month of the season. And now we have this little hiccup in the season of Salvador Perez. And then we'll see where it goes from here. Cause now you're going to get your wish for those fans that really love to see a lot of Freddie Fermin.
Yep.
Want to see if he can be an everyday player for a little bit of a stretch.
I love Freddie Fermin, but I also know like he's in a role where he's really, really good. And sometimes you overexpose guys, you know, and they don't produce. Like, you know, you have somebody that's that fourth outfielder. Mm-hmm. They get the opportunity to play every day and you realize why they're that fourth outfielder. Like, I hope for Freddie Fermin, we don't see that exposure. But you look at the 40-man roster right now. If they were to have to put him on the disabled list, there's nobody on the 40-man roster right now that's a catcher. You got two guys down in the minor leagues, obviously. But I don't think either one of those guys are ready to be called up. Blake Mitchell and Carter Jensen, one's at AA and one's at A. So it's not like they're ready to be called up. So you hope this injury isn't anything that's long-term for Salvador Perez, because if it is, you may have to go outside the organization and find some, you know, scrap heap catcher that you can, you know, go to war with for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. And then the other thing that's kind of interesting with this Royals ball club, it's been a very, very pleasant surprise, is not only Drew Waters, from what he's done since he's been called up, and just showing that he hates Omaha and never wants to go back, but like that's the way he's playing.
Well,
like,
who blames him, right?
Yeah, I don't want to go back down. I want to be a Major League Baseball player. I want to stay healthy and be a factor of this team, hitting 290.
Yeah.
And then there's that Michael Garcia guy who's been one hell of a baseball player for this Royals team, and maybe that is your number five option in the batting order.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where you start putting Michael Garcia every single day, and you go India, Bobby. Maybe Garcia hits, you know, fourth, and then Vinny hits third, and then you put Drew Waters at fifth, and you've kind of like patched up a bad part of your lineup where it was only Bobby Witt Jr. hitting, and now you've got guys that are contributing. And you know, to the text, like I also give Bobby Witt Jr. a little bit of credit for this team starting to roll, because being successful and winning is super contagious. And everybody wants to do their part, and everybody, you know, wants to be like, well, we got to help Bobby out. Let's, you know, I need to. What's he doing? Oh, he's just going up there relaxing and hitting the ball and just trying to contribute.
See ball, hit ball.
Right? And so, like, Michael Garcia playing absolutely out of his mind. Bobby Witt Jr. is on this tear of a 22-game hit streak. And Drew Waters has been a pleasant surprise as being called up and really kind of fixing that, you know, hole in the lineup of bad outfielders that can't play. like Hunter Renfro, Melendez, obviously. Well, down
Melendez, I told you when he got sent down, we weren't going to see him again, right?
Yeah,
and Drew Waters, well, he also had the hardest hit that Omaha's ever seen. I saw them tweet that out yesterday. There's no reason to tweet that out. Nobody cares.
And
then thrown out of third, right? But like I told you, MJ Melendez wasn't going to come back up here. I didn't realize Drew Waters would be hitting close to 300. And that's going to be a reason why, you know, MJ Melendez isn't going to come back up here unless they just decide to cut Hunter Renfro and then they need somebody. But if they do that, you got to go outside the organization and get, you know, another outfielder. So there's a lot of great things going on with this ball club right now, and it's time to get excited. You know, I have a Eeyore friend of mine that every game they lose, oh, this team stinks, this team stinks. Now they're winning, they're 9-1, and he's sending me emojis of brooms and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, it's May 1st. I mean, why were you so upset? He goes, the whole city was out on this team. I go, they were? I don't recall the whole city being out on this team, you know, at 8-14. Were you disappointed? Yeah, you're a little, but it's also middle of April. For God's sakes. I mean, we got to keep this in mind. Stop watching this damn sport like it's the NFL. I mean, my God, just enjoy the ride. And you're going to have slow starts. Everybody in baseball starts slow. And then May happens and it warms up. And all of a sudden, oh, everybody's hitting now. Everybody's starting to see the ball better. Everybody's getting a better feel for, you know, being in this climate and big league ballparks and all that kind of stuff. And the Royals are heating up right at the right time. So you just got to pace yourself with baseball, man. Like 10 games at a time. You know, 1 month at a time. You don't have to live and die every moment in every game. You're going to drive yourself insane if you're doing that and riding that roller coaster. That ain't healthy.
Yeah, from a lineup that was dissipating fast earlier on.
Yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. hitting .322. Salvador Perez all the way up to .237.
Yeah, he was like at .180 about a week ago.
He was. Michael Garcia is at .296. Drew Waters at .290 for the batting average people out there. So finding people that are contributing has been nice. It's been a key component to this 9 out of 10 games in a row that they've won, 9 out of 10. But also, not only that, like, they're hitting the ball now. They're starting to score runs, right? Yesterday, 8 runs. I think they had like 15 hits or whatever it was, or 13, whatever it was. They had, you know, they just absolutely.
And that's a lot on a getaway day where every pitch is a strike, you know?
And so it's fun to see. And now they get to go play Baltimore, who's a struggling franchise, who you've had their number in the playoffs. You've had their number in, you know, maybe this year as well. Going 2 out of 3 in Baltimore and continue this hot streak and continue to keep winning and keep closing that gap between you, Detroit, and Cleveland.
Yeah.
And then when you play those teams, take care of business.
Yeah.
Because then that's when people will really start to judge you. But it was an interesting conversation to have of when you knew Bobby Witt was the truth and when you knew Mahomes was the truth, because both are in Kansas City, both are locked up for long term, and both are the future faces of, if not the face of, the current leagues.
Yeah, so, and I think also too, you know, Baltimore is an interesting one. Maybe the Royals broke them in the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. You know, like seriously, like they got their ass kicked in the playoffs last year. Like, I know it wasn't high scoring affairs or anything like that, but Baltimore left with a whimper. They really didn't show up to that.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That postseason series. Mm. And now they're off to this 12-18 start. Keep losing teams losing is one of the most important things in sports. If you can't keep losing teams losing, well, then that's on you. And then when you don't make the postseason, you wonder why. Well, we lost to the Raiders, or we lost to the, you know, the Orioles or the White Sox or something like that. You've got to keep these losing teams losing, and that's another opportunity now in Baltimore where nobody is excited about their team right now.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.